All right, let me jump on over here to my opening monologue, the Right Side Way, and I'll remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area, Southern Immediate Care, in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. They are indeed the sponsors of the daily Right Side Way monologue, and we're glad of it. So here's the deal. When I was serving in the Pentagon, I had a unique opportunity to visit the office of the Chief of Staff of the Army one day. It was General Casey. I was there briefly. There was no actual meeting planned, but I was struck by the level of history in that office. General Casey's personal secretary asked, would I like to see some of the historical artifacts that are kept in the office? Oh, yeah, being a fan of history, I jumped on that one. She was also pretty proud. It was almost like she was more of a museum curator than she was a secretary. She showed me Eisenhower's globe, a big globe, stood in the corner, and she showed me where the pin marks were still on it, where Eisenhower himself had marked off the invasion of North Africa in World War II. She showed me the original Army staff badge that had been commissioned by MacArthur that we all wore on our uniforms, and there was the original one still in a box, designed by a jeweler and commissioned by MacArthur himself. We discussed the big carved oak desk that every chief of staff had used for the last 100-plus years. And on the wall was something that really got my attention. I'm a fan of the artist Norman Rockwell. And hanging on the wall was an original full-size Rockwell depicting the uniforms of the U.S. Army from the Revolutionary War up through World War II. She told me that after 9/11, the office had suffered massive smoke damage, and like everything else in the Pentagon, it had to be redone, and all the special items were professionally cleaned. Well, that Rockwell painting, with the different uniformed soldiers superimposed against each other going back hundreds of years, it had hung there on the wall for decades. No one had realized that the bottom of the picture, which seemed to be very dark and looked like almost like an unfinished portrait, had really just been caked with age and needed cleaning, even before the smoke of 9/11. Well, the painting, as I viewed it, had been fully cleaned and restored, and it hung there in all its original awe-inspiring vivid colors as if Rockwell himself had just painted it. Now, I don't know if you're familiar or not with the artist Norman Rockwell. If not, then I encourage you to look him up. He was at one time said to have been as familiar to Americans as Walt Disney for his ability to speak through images. His paintings, they were used as the cover art for the Saturday Evening Post for decades, which at one time was the most widely read print media piece in the nation. He painted original works of art for use by the Boy Scouts on their annual calendars and their magazines. His works were on postage stamps, war bond posters. They hung in troop barracks, classrooms, city halls, even churches. He was a prolific artist with over 4,000 original works, and every single one of them was a detailed, realistic, thought-provoking, and often inspiring piece that told a visual story about America. He could, with a stroke of a paintbrush, capture emotions and sentiments and weather and most often patriotism. But there was one series of works that Rockwell is perhaps most famous for. A series of four paintings that he said took an emotional toll on him, saying that the works were, quote, serious paintings that sucked the energy right out of me like dredges, leaving me dazed and thoroughly weary. Unlike many of his works, this series of four paintings actually took months near the onset of World War II. They were inspired by a wartime speech by President Franklin Roosevelt. They captured the minds and the hearts of Americans everywhere. And once they were revealed, millions of requests for reprints flooded in. The U.S. government made them into inspirational posters with the phrase, "This is why we fight." And they were hung on walls everywhere. Postage stamps were issued using this artwork. By the end of the war, Norman Rockwell's four-part series posters that had merely depicted the blessings of life in the United States had been reprinted over 4 million times just in a few years. The series of paintings that I'm referring to are called The Four Freedoms. Each one depicts a scene from Americana. They are respectively titled The Freedom of Speech, The Freedom of Worship, The Freedom from Want, and The Freedom from Fear. And they just show moms and dads and kids and people at church and tucking their kids into bed and assembling at the town hall and sitting down to family meals. But it's what you read in the nuances that makes them speak. The emotions, the worry lines in the faces, the weathered hands. The headline on Dad's paper about the fighting over there, that the one that always stood out to me as being the most memorable, is the first of the four, the one that was titled Freedom of Speech. It's really simple imagery if you look at it, but it's really very profound at the same time. The image is of a town hall meeting. Folks are sitting in old school wooden pews, shoulder to shoulder, and in the center of it all, one man has stood up to speak. Faces have turned to see and hear the speaker. And just to the lower left of the man who stood, you can see the look of pride on an old man's face as he watches the young man stand. Rockwell was apparently inspired for this one when he witnessed a similar scene in which one man had stood at a public meeting to be the only one to speak out on an issue. The speaker that Rockwell described with his work is just the everyman. Work clothes, an old jacket, a flannel shirt. But the look on his face says he knows that it's necessary for him to speak, and he's okay with some of the dubious looks being thrown at him by the others in the room. Here's the thing, folks. That image is playing out now nationwide. There's a reason why Rockwell's Four Freedoms series struck such a chord over 70 years ago, because our nation was at war with a force that did not believe in those four freedoms, especially the opportunity for freedom of speech. But that same anti-freedom sentiment, I think it's a wash right now on our shores again, only this time it's coming at us from within. There's a true movement afoot right now to stifle speech. And if we cannot speak freely, if we are not allowed to stand in the midst of our moments and say those things that we believe, then we aren't really free at all. Throughout time, and even in recent memory, the great tyrants of the world, they have all started their oppression by silencing dissent and letting their subjects know what was or was not acceptable speech. That's not us. That is not America. There is a reason why the First Amendment was the very First Amendment. The freedom of speech is not to be taken lightly. So do we question? Yes, and we should. Do we speak out? Yes, and we should. Is it possible to actually have a disagreement and it remain a civil discourse? Yes, and we should. But progressives in this country have decided that dissent, like questioning, such speech is unreasonable, they think, and must therefore be quelled. Well, Norman Rockwell hit a nerve for a reason, because the world, the whole world, was on edge and considering what would happen if fascism, the real fascism, not the pretend kind that Antifa and Biden talk about, but what would happen if the real fascism could win the war? The right to speak would be gone. This is why we fight. So do not sit still. Stand and speak. And by God, we will be here tomorrow. Norman Rockwell, The Four Freedoms. You look it up. They're inspiring to look at. They're inspiring for what they mean. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it. By the way, I posted the image today on my Twitter feed, at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. You can go see it. The Four Freedoms. You can look them up. They are the most amazing and astounding set of four pictures, all of which depict what life in the United States is meant to be. The Four Freedoms. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.